This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Here on the eve of July 4th weekend. If you're out there in your car, drive safe. Take it easy this weekend.
It's hard not to put the pedal down to the metal when this is on, though.
Well, yeah, but there's no... You look at it out there, nobody's putting their pedal to the metal out there.
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, nowhere to go.
Lakin's still here.
Oh, yeah. He's waiting. I think he's trying to wait it out.
Yes.
Yep. You just don't see him past 4.
What's that? I know. What's he doing here? Him and Tucker. I feel like they take they carpool or something. You listen to us on the radio in the free Odyssey app and on YouTube. Hello, YouTube. I haven't said hi to YouTube. We stream live on YouTube. Let's get to our very special top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Listen, it's Harper at the halfway through what has just been a glorious, glorious,
perfect,
nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And I expected the final
six and a half years.
You say the second half.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
To go just as swimmingly as the first half.
Oh, great. So no championships.
Well, but it's some moments.
Okay, yeah, some moments.
Some moments. Definitely don't need a downturn.
No.
That won't handle that well.
No.
Won't handle that
well. Be tough for you.
Yeah. But again, we don't take things personal on this show.
No, we don't. Remember?
Just keep our heads down.
We do our job.
Do our job.
Entertain the masses. Yep.
All right, so I'm happy today.
Yep.
Are my five favorite Harper home runs. Different from the five best Harper moments.
Yep.
And
this
five,
is your favorite.
And different than the five biggest Harper home runs.
Okay, yep.
Starting at number one. Listen.
Starting
at number five.
Okay.
It's a holiday weekend. So, you know, he didn't hit a home run in his first game as a Philly. No, he got booed. Who could forget?
Yep.
The hardos in the 400 level went out of LeBoo because he ground, and they called after the game and said, "We're paying him $330 million. Do it."
You remember that show?
I remember that show.
Yeah.
And Marks is very mad at those people.
Yeah.
Very mad at those people. But he did get on the board in his second game as a Philly. Bryce Harper's first home run in a Philly's uniform.
Swung on. Hit deep. And there it is. Way back to right into the second deck.
Wow.
And the fans get what they want as Harper has hit number one as a Philly.
Now, I don't really remember that one. So you said that was the second game?
It was the second game. So they played Thursday opening day,
sure,
off Friday, and then Saturday at home. Yes.
So he hit a home run in his second game.
Yeah. Funny enough, it was off of former first-round pick by the Phillies, Jesse Biddle.
Oh, I remember Jesse Biddle.
I remember. I don't remember it.
He's active on Instagram.
Who was he playing with?
Yeah.
He was on the Braves.
Oh, the Braves.
Do you remember how his career fell apart here?
Yeah, he got hit with a hailstone.
Yeah, hit with a piece of hail.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah,
oh, really?
He got a concussion.
Now that's how his career kind of went off track. Yeah,
that probably was the first time I started questioning baseball players, man.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of the... I mean, remember when Madsen broke his toe kicking the...
Well, he was upset.
Yeah, kicking the chair.
In the dugout, right?
Yeah. I think it was in the clubhouse.
I think it was on his way back to the clubhouse. Yeah.
I noticed that home runs to the second deck.
Feels I almost said, what's the difference?
Between the dugout and clubhouse?
It's good. It's good.
Football guy.
Football guy.
Yeah.
Sideline and locker room. Any difference there?
The same.
Listen to Bryce hit the home run to second deck. Feels like it's been a while.
Yeah. He has one this year.
Second decker.
I knew Spike would pull that out. Well, I didn't notice it, too. It was the second deck.
Well, he's 27.
Jack was celebrating a long 300-foot foul ball the other day.
Almost went out.
Yep.
Opposite way. It's kind of shows the power still there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
My fourth favorite Harper home run is one that actually Spike was in attendance for.
Oh, against the Mets.
It was against the Mets.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Dead ballpark.
Yep.
MB3 brought back to life.
Severino's ready, and the pitch. Harper swings, drives it high and deep center field. Bader going back to the track, looking up, and it's gone off the batter's eye. Two-run home run for Bryce Harper. Straight away center field, and there's life back in the joint as the Phillies trail by a run. It's 3-2.
Yeah, I was going crazy during that.
Yeah, I was mad. I was at home.
I went to one.
Yeah, I went to the first game, and I was like, I'm going to go back tomorrow.
Yeah. That was a moment where I had to be alone. This is when I left the group.
Yeah, this is when Spike found out that Jack does not stand there with us.
Yeah, Jack's a psycho.
But, yeah, he breathed that home run, brought life back. Cassiano's next at bat went yard as well to make it 3-3. That game ended crazy. I mean, you had Stott hit the triple, and then Cassiano's walked him off. So it was a really fun game, highlight of the series. Everything after that was death.
Yep.
My third favorite Harper home run. So this is after... Bedlam at the Bank sends them to the World Series, and they come back from Houston. It's 1-1.
Oh, this is a good one.
First at bat.
Yeah.
In CBP since Bedlam at the Bank.
Man.
In a Phil's uniform.
And McCullers kicks and comes home with the pitch swung on. Hit deep. Yes. Right field. And the Phillies are going to lead it.
Yeah, they are.
Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top with a two-run home run over the out-of-town scoreboard. Simply amazing. Harper here at home has homered on back-to-back swings.
Listen to this. Crazy.
2-0 Philadelphia here in the bottom of the first.
Dude. You couldn't have convinced me we weren't winning the World Series after that.
That was the game that hit the 5 home runs.
Yeah. There was no way we weren't winning the World Series.
Baseball's so weird, man. It really is.
No hit the next night.
Yeah, we didn't win another game.
Yep.
Game 5, just a brutal. But that moment, and if you remember on TV, they show it because it was the first pitch, and Smoltz basically calls it. Smoltz is like, I bet Harper's sitting first pitch slider here.
Yeah.
First pitch slider launches.
Wow.
Launches it.
This hour, by the way, brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 18 months to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
My second favorite Harper home run. So if you remember, game 2 down in Atlanta ends with Harper making an aggressive base running error as Michael Harris makes an unbelievable catch, doubles off Bryce at first base. After the game, Orlando Arcia heard laughing around the clubhouse, attaboy Harper. Well, Bryce had something coming for him.
Long hold. Now the 2-2 swing and a fly ball right center field. It's deep. Harris going back to the track near the wall. He will jump and he makes the catch. Harper's around second. Has to double back through the infield. He'll slide into first. He's out. It was Austin Riley who took the throw from Michael Harris and he throws out Bryce Harper who took a gamble and lost. And so have the Phillies.
The right-hander's pitch, swung on, belted, deep right field, and it's long, gone for Harper!
A second deck, 3-run home run for Bryce Harper, and the Phillies take the 4-1 lead.
By the way, the shocker that Harper gambled trying to get the second on a hit there. hard to believe that ended poorly.
I was trying to be aggressive.
Trying to score
from first base.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't fault him.
And Arcia actually got DFA'd this year.
He did?
So, yep.
Yeah, I love it. Every time it gets brought up on the broadcast, someone, whether it's Fransky or Stock or last time it was Murph. So Murph from the back goes, attaboy.
Oh, really?
Attaboy. Yeah.
Always appreciate it. Harper, of course, hit 2 that night. One member of this show had that plus 3,300.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude, that was a good night.
$10?
$10, always.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we're not getting too cocky.
Yep.
But no need to waste anyone's time. Here is the number one, my favorite, Bryce Harper home run.
Two balls, two strikes to Bryce Harper. Suarez delivers. Swing and a drive, left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone!
Yes! Yes!
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top!
Are you kidding me?
His 10th career home run in the postseason! And he may never hit a bigger one!
Well, that's what hurts about that end of that call. I hope it's not.
Yeah. You may be right.
You may be prophetic right there.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe. I hope not. But
those are some great home runs.
Well, Bedlam at the bank. Again, being there for that, I think obviously the crowd was loud, but it was almost like a state of, did that just happen?
Right.
So
right,
I always like contend that the Hoskins home run was louder, like the bat spike, because it was like the roof went off the place.
Yeah.
The Harper home run was like, did he really just do that?
Yeah.
Did he really just do that?
I don't know when. I was watching I've brought this up before, you deny it. I'm going to find it at some point. At some point, I was watching a Facebook Live of you and Seltzer doing a pregame show for a playoff game, and you said he was the best Philly of all time.
So we haven't done Facebook Lives since like 2019.
Whatever it was. Maybe it was Instagram, whatever. I was watching it.
Well, we did. Maybe we did YouTube. I think I said he's the best Philly of all time. Like the best.
What's the difference?
Well, because I think Schmidt's the best baseball player to ever wear a Phillies uniform. But I think all that he encompasses, Bryce Harper's the best Philly.
He's disgusting.
How's that
man.
Different?
He's disgusting.
How do you expect people to differentiate what you just said?
Yeah, he's calling him like Mr. Phil.
Just walk with me.
He's like saying, this is like you saying that Brian Dawkins is the greatest Eagle of all time. He might not be the greatest player, but you're saying he encompasses the Eagleness.
Yeah, like Jason Kelce, a great, you know, Eagle. Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper, Philly. He's the best Philly of all time. At that current moment. We'll see how the career plays out.
I hear you.
Listen, we might have had a few Miller Lights during the game.
Oh, no, believe me, in that moment, I could totally see you feeling that way. I thought he was the greatest. I know after that run, I was like, man, he's got to be the best postseason player I've seen here in Philadelphia.
A couple of runs there, man. Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. I'm like, every big hit that was needed, he seemingly got it.
He got,
yeah.
215-592-9494. Hey, this weekend, you know, with it being 4th of July, just a reminder, with all the fireworks happening, make sure your pets are safe, and a lot of them are scared, so make sure they have a safe place to go to. Now, as the summer goes on and your pets need other stuff, Dogs and Cats Rule, that is the only place. There are 7 locations. I'll tell you where in a minute. But for summer stuff, they have all the summer stuff. Life jackets, you can take your dog on a boat. Cooling bandanas and cooling vests for when it gets to 90 degrees. They want to be outside anyway. Maybe a little puppy pool. They have it all at Dogs and Cats Rule. And the best staff you could ever hope for at a pet store. You know, I know you've probably been in pet stores before. You ask a question about food, they give you a blank look. Not at Dogs and Cats Rule. They have the best staff anywhere. The lead dog, George Perrini, has made sure of it. So when you walk in there, you see all this high-end, awesome pet food, cutting edge when it comes to pet nutrition, whether it's regular kibble or any of the fresh diet stuff, they're going to be able to lead you in the right direction and give you the answer you need. Plus toys and leashes and all of that stuff. It's the only place you need. 7 locations, as I mentioned, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, Pennington, and Princeton in New Jersey. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, what up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, it sounds like you guys are writing my man eulogy right now. You know what I mean? I've been listening all day, you know. Don't give up on him yet.
Mm-mm.
You know, he ain't done yet. You know? He got a lot more great baseball in him.
I hope so, yeah.
And that's just the bottom line. Listen, I'm not going to let y'all forget how great this guy really is. You know, he took this franchise single-handedly. And flipped it. It made him into a great franchise, okay? Made him a lot of money, put a lot of butts in seats. And the fact of the matter, not done what Bryce Harper has done. You know, to come in here and to, you know, ingratiate himself with the fan base the way he has, you know, when he don't have to do that, mm-hmm. you know, to, you know, be as great of a player he is in the postseason as he's been. And I don't think he's been as healthy, you know, the last couple years as he's trying to, you know, say he's been. And he's not the guy to say, oh, it woos me, oh, I have a knee injury, but I'm going to fight through it. You know what I mean? He's not that type of guy. He's just going to go out there and play.
Oh, yeah, and, he doesn't make sure that everybody knows that he's hurt.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He doesn't do that all the time.
He doesn't do that often. But here's the thing, though, right? Here's the thing, though, Spike, right?
Yeah.
You know, you move him out the outfield, move him to first base. He becomes a Golden Glover. You know, one of the best.
How many Golden Gloves does he have?
He has one. He has one, right?
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
No.
Yeah, well, he was up.
Should have had one though.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, he does. Well, anyway.
No, he doesn't. It's okay.
He's still a good first baseman, a position he's never played before. You know, and the thing about him is this, right? You can count on one hand how many great moments he's had in the postseason. He almost saved our ass last year with the Mets. But this team has let him down year after year after year. And I heard you, Spike, earlier talk to a guy and ask him, well, you know, it's just the same team that's won 95 games for him. It's the same team that's kept them afloat when he's been hurt. But the fact of the matter is, this team goes nowhere without Bryce Harper. And that's just the bottom line. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying to you is this, right? The guy has a lot of great baseball left. The eulogy is not written yet. He's just been a little banged up. And I tell you, if we make it to the playoffs this year, I'm willing to bet my bottom dollar he's going to have more great playoff moments to lift this franchise up as like he always does. But he gets no help, at least in the lineup. Mm.
Has he ever had any bad, you know, in pressure situations in the playoffs? Has he ever had any bad moments?
I don't see... No.
No?
I didn't see any. He never had any protection. You know what I mean? They had Alec Bohm batting behind.
I just asked you a question, man. When he hits the big home runs, he has the same lineup as when he strikes out. So all I asked you was something very simple, was that has in pressure situations in the playoffs, has he ever failed?
I don't know. When have you ever seen him fail?
Well, last year against the Mets, he struck out with the bases loaded.
Against the Mets, but none of them did.
No.
I'm asking you is, you know, you see him succeed more than fail.
Okay.
You know, you're trying to make him out to be the...
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to make him out to be anybody. But what you say is, Chuck, what you say is, which is wrong, that he's the only reason they're good. And he's not the only reason they're good. He's one of the reasons that they're good. They have the same record, the same winning percentage with him and without him since he's been here. I think he's a great player. He's not the only reason they're good. They have the best pitching staff, starting pitching staff in baseball. He's not the only reason they're good. Like, Kyle Schwarber's a great player. Trey Turner is a really good hitter. He's not the only reason they're good. Like, he's not. He is no. It's not. It's not other sports. It's not basketball. Like it. It's. He's not the only reason they're good. So he is one of the reasons they are good, and he is a great player. But like, you blaming all of their failures on other players and all of their successes on him is a misrepresentation of history. It's not what happened.
That's wrong, Spike.
You're wrong.
It's more. No, you're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
You're trying to make this guy out to be an...
You're just trying
player.
To kiss his ass so he says your name again.
You is, Trey Turner ain't been worth a damn since he's been here. He's had
he has more hits than any player in the National League this year.
All he does is...
He has more hits than any player in the National League this year. So when Bryce Harper was on the injured list again, who was the guy that led the team to continue winning while he was hurt?
It's about damn time. He's getting paid $300 and something million. He need to have a good year. You know what I'm saying? He hadn't had a good year since he's been here.
He had a good year last year till he got hurt. But when he gets hurt, it doesn't matter. But when Bryce gets hurt, it's unlucky.
What I'm saying to you is this. I never said that. What I'm saying is this, right? You can say what you want to say about those tic-tac-ass players that you got on there with Bryce Harper, but the fact of the matter is, when he's out of the lineup, this team ain't worth watching.
They have the same winning percentage when he is out of the lineup.
Because he's been injured. So
no, you don't understand what I'm saying because you're so busy waiting to talk. Again, when he plays, they have a 536 winning percentage. When he doesn't play, they have a 536 winning percentage. Is that clear enough for you, Chuck?
Are you stupid?
No, you're dumb. You can't understand.
You count those same...
If I kneel, and get right in your ear,
make it seem like it's the same. When you look at...
It is the same.
You see, that is not the same.
It's the same number, Chuck.
What the hell is wrong with you? Do you think you're just that damn right or that damn good that you just get up here and you just run your mouth and think that you're just correct about everything?
No, you don't understand baseball. You don't understand baseball.
If the guy is not in the lineup,
yeah,
then those numbers are going to count against him. He's been injured.
No, you again, Chuck, I don't think you understand this. I don't think you understand this. When, just one more time, just so we're really clear. When since Bryce Harper got here, when he plays in the game, they have a winning percentage of 536. When he doesn't play in the game, they have a winning percentage of 536.
Okay.
It's breaking your brain.
I'm talking about when you look at the baseball team, okay?
Yes.
You don't see the same thing, the same production from this baseball team. They got guys like, you know, Otto Kemp and you know, what's the guy that's complaining about not getting enough time?
Max Kepler.
They got
Max
guys
Kepler,
like that coming up.
Yeah. You know, and also Kyle Schwarber and also Trey Turner.
Turner. What about Trey Turner?
All right. I don't
know about Trey Turner. What has he done in the playoffs? What has he ever done in the playoffs
besides
meltdown?
All right. Good night, Chuck.
Tell me that.
Good night, Chuck. Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive.
What I'm going to say to you is the guy is the best baseball player when he's healthy.
Yes.
On the planet.
No. No. He's not the best baseball player on the planet, Chuck. He's not even one of the 10 best baseball players on the planet. He's a great player. He's not the best baseball player on the planet. He might be the only player you've ever heard of. Like, I don't know if Chuck's a baseball guy.
No, they're only 500 this year without Bryce. and 523 without Bryce.
I think what he really was trying to say is that regardless of the numbers, the team isn't the same without
Bryce. Of course.
I think that's what Chuck was really saying.
Of course. What I think,
they're not the same.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. They're a much better team with him there. But what I was trying to point out is that Chuck refuses to give any credit to any of the other players on the team. Mm-hmm. They're all bums. And that none of the failures that they have had, he is responsible for too, or he's at least in part. Like, this thing we do with Bryce, and again, I truly believe he's a great player. I love that he's a Philly. Mm-hmm. But the thing we do with Bryce is all we say, look at what he did when they win. And when they lose, it's, oh, one baseball player can only do so much. That can't be. Like, they either have to, do you know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I know exactly what you're saying. Like, yeah, I know what you're saying.
It can't be.
Yeah.
He
can't be the reason that they win, but it gets absolved when they lose.
And by the way, Salisbury and Larry Anderson said the same thing. They said, well, he can get them to the World Series, but he can't win it for him. It's like, no, he can't get them to the World Series either. They all get to the World Series. I mean, baseball, Bryce Harper's only up four times. He's only up four times.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now, if he happens to come up with the big hits, the driving the runs.
For sure.
Then.
Yes.
Yes. But you know, he's not responsible for every run that they score.
No.
Yeah. He got great pitching.
Yes. The best starting pitching in baseball.
But you would agree, the team is not the same with Bryce out of the lineup.
And he is, this year he hasn't been, but largely he is their best player.
Yeah.
Yeah. Up 100%. Yeah. I think he's great. I just like. I don't think we need to live. We can talk about how great Bryce is without obliterating the rest of the team, who is pretty good.
Yeah, it's just like the Jalen thing.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it would be like giving the quarterback all the credit when they win, but then if they lose, you start blaming everybody else on the team.
Right.
Yeah.
And the key with Bryce is you just can't get personal like Chuck got, you know? We can't get personal with how much we love Bryce.
Right, we can't. Yeah, that'll hurt the show.
Yeah,
it'll hurt the show.
Well, but he's the number one Bryce guy.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, number two.
Right. Well, I never hear you that passionate about him.
Yeah, I know. Because like,
it's more in a Jack way, in an emo way.
What?
Your positivity about Bryce.
I love Bryce.
It's like longing. You know, it's like.
Well, like, I think I have more of a fear of what the next 6 years could be like with Bryce.
Yes. Like, I hope they're not.
I'm currently in protection mode with Bryce. Yeah. And I don't do what Jalen people do and try to pretend that he's the best player in baseball.
He's not.
Or like the best quarterback in football.
Yeah. He's not the best player in baseball. It's fine.
He's not.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Or the second. You do seem to give him way more leeway.
It's my man.
Yeah.
Well, don't bring up Jalen.
Well, no.
Because he gets no leeway.
Mm-mm.
All right.
With you, I'm saying.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Coming up next, I am given the top 10 free agents in Philly baseball.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, all right. 215.
Only Chuck could derail the show.
Yep. God bless him. We did a happy show, the whole show, really. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What's so funny in there?
Well, are you aware that we could be heading into the last week of 530 Creed?
Oh, yes.
Because next Saturday is the Creed concert.
The Creed concert, yeah. Yes.
And if we get Scott Stapp on,
yep.
The Creed thing's done.
I thought I heard a small delay at the beginning there.
Oh, really?
Really?
I thought I did. That's why I stopped.
No.
Okay, it was just me.
I think I might have moved the music down a little bit because it was a little hot.
Well, what if we don't get Stapp on? Then do we continue Creed or do we swear off the band forever?
Well, I think we swear off the band forever. That's usually our...
Yeah, they're banned or whatever.
Yeah. But so it could be the
working
last,
on it.
The last week of Creed is next week.
It's the last week either way, right?
Yes.
Because if they do it, then it's the last... Then we got to start...
We got to get off this train.
Yeah, well, we gotta come up with some... I have some ideas.
Well, I was going to say, we're leaving it up to you.
Well, by the way, I have an idea for each delegation, by the way.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
that would be interesting.
Not that there's only two delegations,
Way to clear that up.
Right. I just want to be clear.
Even think of that. Yes.
But I, you know, I'll share off air, but we'll.
Okay.
You know,
we'll come up with something.
We'll come up with something.
The Lips of an Angel by Hinder. I'm sure that Lips of an Angel would love to sing that one.
But,
Have I heard that before?
I don't know if you would recognize it. You might.
Okay.
Lips of an Angel? Yeah. I don't want to bring up the other one. Don't play it now. Don't ruin it. That's what he's doing. He's trying to play it now. Don't play it now. Don't play it now.
Don't play it now.
I'm not playing. Okay. Deep breath.
Well,
I got the message.
I think I need to yell.
Yeah. I got the message.
All right.
I got the message.
All right.
NFA.
Don't do
NFA.
The thing before the thing. Yeah. Twitter, because Jack is already in vacation mode over there.
You're coasting.
Yep. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for extraordinary diamonds and customer service. Visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Is Bryce Harper on your Phillies Mount Rushmore? 50.4 no, 49.6 yes.
Half and half.
That's a good poll.
Can I give my list?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've been waiting on it all day.
Let me be clear. This is not really like... I don't feel particularly passionate about the order on this list. I think it's tough. But I went through and I tried to find the best free agents in Philadelphia sports history. Just one quick note, somebody call. Dr. J was not a free agent. They purchased his rights from the Nets, so he's not a free agent. He doesn't count. So number 10 is Nick Foles. Now, Nick Foles...
Oh, here we go.
Well, he
should be on the list.
Yeah, yes. I mean, I actually think that's pretty low, to be honest with you.
Yes.
Aren't we over the 17 team now?
No.
I
mean...
It's the first Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're about to have the 10-year anniversary coming up here in a minute.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we're almost 10 years away.
Starting to be more in on the 22 team last year's team than the 17 team.
I told you.
Who could forget?
No, you're not.
With my quarterback?
Yeah, there it is.
Now he didn't like either quarterback.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's a good point.
I hated Foles.
Yep.
I hated Foles.
Well, and the interesting thing with Foles, of course, is that they did draft him, and he had one run, but then as a free agent signing, he is there as
it
number
counts.
10.
And no one brings up Andy Reid also helping the Eagles with Foles. Because Andy Reid saved Foles when
that's
he
right.
signed him.
That's right.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Because he's a chief.
Remember his backup for Alex Smith.
Chief. Yeah. Number 9 is Cliff Lee.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now
it's Jack, what do you think?
Well, I'm curious who's ahead of him.
Well, the thing about
you wait to hit the rest of the list.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Cliff Lee.
I got it.
Yeah. The thing about Cliff Lee is like it's not the longest run in the world. Mm-hmm. So you know, I tried to balance. There's a couple of guys on here that were not here for a very long time, but try to balance their impact with their amount of time here. Okay. Number 8 is John Runyon. I think John Runyon's time here and his performance would put him over Cliff Lee. Runyon was a great Eagle.
And let me tell you, as a teammate of his, he definitely came in and helped change some of the culture in the locker room. When you talk about the toughness that he played with, he gave our offense an identity over there. I think when he came in, it's no disrespect to my line mate, I mean my draft mate, Trey Thomas, who was our number one overall pick. But Trey was a outstanding pass blocker. Mm. That's what he was, left tackle. He was your quintessential franchise left tackle. Back then, the guy who played right tackle was always viewed as your grunt guy, your run, sort of your run guy. And that's what Runyon came in. When he came in, our run game took off, and more importantly, the physicalness in which they played with on that offensive line was spearheaded by John Runyon.
Yeah.
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 And hell, he took it out on teammates.
A nasty.
In practice, yes.
A nasty player.
Sounds like you know from experience.
Yeah.
I don't play that. But I do remember one time we had to jump him in practice. Oh, yeah. One time he had, I don't know if he ragdolled one of the undrafted rookies or what have you.
And you all went after him?
What? I mean, Trot led the charge from the sideline. Trot led the charge from the sideline. Yeah, it was. That's when we used to fight in training camp.
Right. Real training camp.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot out there. Temper's flying.
And it was Andy had to. It's one of those times where Andy rarely gets mad and yells and a curse word or two comes out. That was one of the times.
Wow, curse word from Andy.
Yeah, because it was too much fighting. Because when you fight, you stop practice.
Right.
And Andy looks at it like, hey, we're out here wasting time breaking up fights and this and that and the other. So.
Right.
Now, was that early in the Andy tenure? Or
This was John's first year, I believe, either his, which would have been 2000 or either 2001. Yeah,
okay.
This was early in Andy's tenure.
Number 6, I was actually asked, number 7. Number 7 is David Akers.
Not about Runyon.
Forget that he was a free agent pickup.
And the best kicker in Eagles history.
Second best kicker.
No.
Jake Elliott has to. I mean, Jake Elliott, two-time Super Bowl champ and big kicks in the postseason.
Oh, well, he won the Super Bowl. That counts, right, Elliott?
Yeah, well, it does. Dude, but Jake Elliott's been pretty. He had a bad year last year.
He did have a bad year.
Name the big kick that Jake Elliott's missed.
Well, here's the thing about Akers, maybe for me. Maybe it's sentimental. Like, I have a hard time thinking that Jake Elliott's better than David Akers just because of, you know, when
Akers
I watched
will
Akers.
Always be my kicker.
Yeah.
Sure. My guy.
Of course.
You might have to go the greater kicker is Elliott.
Wow.
Don't know if he's better, but he's had the greater.
Was he a free agent signing?
They claimed him off waivers.
No, yeah, we got him off. We got him from the Bengals.
The Bengals.
Off waivers.
Okay. All right. That counts. Then.
Yeah. So, and it's crazy because we got Akers, I believe, off waivers.
People don't
realize. Because he didn't kick field goals until his second year here. But his first year here, all he did was kickoffs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Norm Johnson. Norm Johnson was our kicker.
Norm Johnson,
He had a weak leg, couldn't kick it past 40 yards, 45-yard field goal.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do kickoffs. So Akers did the kickoffs. That's how he made the team.
Number 6, I have Troy Vincent.
TV?
Yeah.
It was
awesome. Yeah.
Big bro right there. I would not be where I'm at without Troy Vincent.
Really?
And a lot of players. Yeah, Troy to me was the teammate that made you think about life after football.
Oh, really?
He always pushed that. He always pushed having a plan and don't let this game use you up and be smart with your money. Like all those types of things, man. Financial literacy, all of that. He was all about helping the younger players. And so, Yeah, Troy, great teammate, even a greater friend.
Number five is Malcolm Jenkins.
Jenk!
Yeah, who, like, was truly the leader of that defense and probably the leader of the team. And just,
definitely, yes.
Yeah, like,
yes.
Like, just was not here very long, what, 4 years, maybe? Five?
He may have got five in or
five
six.
Five in.
Was he Chip's second year? 14?
Yeah, I think he was 14, yeah.
Yeah.
And he lasted to, what, 20? Was he here for the COVID year or no?
Is that when they made him like a linebacker? When did he go to the defensive coordinator and like change the defense?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I mean, those last couple years when things were falling apart, Malcolm was a big voice. One of these days, years, or what have you, we're going to have to do a top five, I don't know, players you were wrong about.
Oh, were you wrong about Malcolm Jenkins?
Are you kidding me? I was a Jarius Bird guy.
Oh,
I wanted Jarius Bird, or I wanted the kid that went to Denver.
TJ Ford.
TJ, not TJ Ford, he's a basketball player, but TJ something. He was a safety. TJ Ford is a point guard.
Yeah, you're right.
but I remember who you're talking about. He was the second guy on my list.
Yeah, it was always Bird and the second guy.
Yeah,
TJ Ward.
TJ Ward, that's who it was.
I said Ford.
Yeah, TJ Ward. Yeah, was couldn't have been happier about being wrong about Malcolm Jenkins. What a great Eagle.
The one Jank thing.
What a great Eagle.
There's two Jankin stories I love. One, there's that year where he could not catch an interception, so he spent all the time on the jugs machine.
Yep.
It was infuriating.
I remember.
And then he finally, like, it clicked for him. And then he was the guy that brought out the chair for DeMarco Murray when DeMarco Murray was sitting up.
Yeah.
Check out this stat with Malcolm. Now, they didn't all happen here, but I think four or five of them happened here. Jink had eight returns for touchdowns, eight pick sixes, I believe.
That's a wild number for
career.
A safety.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he like Jack said, before he couldn't catch anything, then all of a sudden he became a playmaker to where he was taking interceptions back to the house.
And who could forget the big one, Chip Kelly up in New England in his last year when we are convinced Belichick threw the game for Chip.
Definitely did. Definitely threw the game that night.
Number four is Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, like, it's an outrageous signing. It might, and by the way, the thing is, he's still got the rest of this year, two more years at least
could
left.
Could be higher on
could
this list.
Could be higher on this list.
Yeah.
Could go into the Hall of Fame as a Philly.
Or he should if he's going.
I mean, it's like go into the Hall of Fame.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. When they signed him, there was no idea of him being a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, no. Ooh, Hall of Fame. I don't know. What's he got, Vaz?
It's hard for pitchers, man.
How many wins does he have? 110?
We don't do wins. If he gets a Cy Young, you have all the postseason resume. I mean, there's some stat. I mean, if you go from 2020 until now, like he's number one in all the pitching categories.
The only way he gets in the Hall of Fame is that
he's got to have
they're struggling putting people in the Hall of Fame anyway now.
Yeah,
so he would have to be one of those guys. And if you judge him differently on his era of pitching, which is what I think they should always do, you judge a player by the era in which he played in. Yeah, I mean, Zach, we would certainly need him to come back after those 2 years.
Listen, just do the Clemens thing.
By the way, I said, what, you got 110 wins? He's got 111.
111, not
that was
bad.
That was a pretty good,
pretty
off
good.
The top of the dome, by the way.
Nice.
Number three is Pete Rose. Now, like, for Pete Rose to be now, by the way, his numbers were fine. They weren't outrageous. He wasn't here for a very long time. But for a team that had never won for a team that needed to get over a hump, over the hump. And by the way, everyone on that team credits him with being that guy. The sort of like the Moses Malone of the Phillies, but Moses was a trade and Pete Rose was a free agent.
I mean,
so
he told Mike Schmidt like how great he is.
Yeah.
Mike Schmidt just had to believe it.
Yep. Number two, and I can't believe I did this. Number two is Saquon. I know it's only been 1 year, but it's 1 year. That was the most outrageous 1 year that, like, I don't know. He like...
I heard somebody on the morning show say it. Saquon's year would be equivalent to if Roy Halladay threw seven no-hitters in a season.
Yeah, it's sort of what it feels like.
Seven no-hitters, though, in a season.
And by the way, like, Saquon's numbers were outrageous.
Was Seltzer that said that, too.
It'll never... Saquon's numbers, as good as they are, more rushing yards than any player ever had in the regular season, it'll never match what it was like to watch him.
Like, it will never match what it was like to watch.
Because people have seen guys run for a lot of yards before.
Yeah.
They say, I've seen guys run for 1,800 yards. What's the big... It was like, I've never seen a game breaker like that also be the guy that ran for all those yards.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a game breaker, but he's like, he carries the ball seven times a game or something, returns kicks, whatever.
Yeah.
So number two, I have Saquon.
Right. It's just as a sports fan, I don't know how many different seasons, I guess I could go through them, but man, that's one of the greatest seasons to watch. Like you said, we experienced it every week.
Yeah.
And it was week to the point we look forward to it every week.
Well,
and he never disappointed.
The first offensive play in the NFC Championship game where he just took the ball and scored a touchdown. You're like, what is this guy on?
Yeah. Man, I wish we had broke that record.
Here we go.
There it is. 5:45.
I'm just saying.
The night before. Yeah.
Now, I'm madder about the Cowboy game.
Sure.
That we didn't leave him in
to get the yards.
Get the yards, yeah.
And number one. The best free agent signing in Philadelphia history is Bryce Harper.
All right.
Wow, you going Bryce number one?
I just think it is. I like all the things that he's been awesome.
Yeah.
But like the combination of everything that he's been, like it's really hard for me, anybody below him, to say that is more. Like Zach Wheeler's been more valuable as a player in his 5 years here. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't think he's been more valuable as a signing to the team. I think that matters. So I have Bryce Harper.
Good list there, Spike.
By the way.
Who was three again?
Three was Pete Rose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, you'll notice there are no Sixers on the list. They only have people on the bad list.
Sure.
So,
to sneak Paul George in that top 10?
No. Maybe. Right. On the bad list. Some names to throw at you: Byron Maxwell, Adam Eaton, Jake Arrieta.
Oh yeah,
Stacey Andrews.
Yeah,
Demetrius Bell.
How did you remember Demetrius Bell?
A lot of research. Nnamdi.
Yep.
For the Phillies, David Bell, Danny Tartable, Lance Parrish,
Jake Arrieta.
I mentioned Jake. Yeah, Taiwan.
Taiwan, of course. Adam Eaton.
Now I loved Greg Jeffries, but Greg Jeffries was not a great signing. Bryce Huff.
Already.
Ilya Bryzgalov.
See, the worst is way funnier.
Oh, yeah. Matt Geiger. Yeah, there's a lot of bad ones.
Geigs. Although Geigs did help us keep AI.
Elton, God bless you. love you, Elton, as a guy.
Philly Max.
As an executive. Yeah. Didn't really work out as a player.
Nah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Can anybody but Jack back me up today? Bryce, driving around South Jersey.
What do you mean? Did he appreciate the support today?
Oh, dude. My God. Yeah, nobody's been. What are you talking about?
That was the fairest show in history.
Me?
By the way, mostly for you.
Yeah.
The friggin' show today was like slap and tickle or whatever.
Yeah, slap and tickle. Yeah. Yep. It was.
Unbelievable. What's next?
From the exciting whites to the least exciting whites, the fans watching Jack and Joe play basketball.
To the least exciting whites.
Oh, that's funny, man. What's that?
We should make a promo, by the way, of that.
The least exciting whites?
Yes.
What's next?
Why is this guy just talking about fastballs down and away? L.A.'s sink as he's trying to fix it.
Dude, L.A. said he was working on the sink for 4 hours today.
What?
Like, come on, L.A.
Call the plumber, man.
I'm out out there. Matter of fact, I'm not even going under there.
Trying.
Yeah, I'm not even trying.
Yep.
Dude, it's probably just a service call. It's like a couple $100.
Yep.
Just call the plumber.
Man, I'm like Roto-Rooter on speed now.
What's next?
From the people who brought you Trust Me, I Do 250 Push-Ups comes Trust Me. If you saw me on a basketball court, you'd know I can ball. Alex in Lancaster.
That is a mischaracterization. I'm just saying, I know what I'm doing with a basketball.
Right.
I've played basketball in my life.
Yeah, you get the balls on a string when you're out there.
That's not what I'm saying. Good enough shooter, though.
It's Kyrie.
Yeah. What's that?
Jeopardy host, an Ed Hockley autograph session. Contestant, what is the only scenario in which Joe DiCamera would ever hand a football to a ref? Tim in Newark.
Because the camera said that he's a head down, just hand the ball to the ref when he wins.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All class. All class.
He is something else.
He is. And by the way, aluminum bats is what we're using, not a wood bat.
I'm sorry. Is this Little League?
Well, I don't know. It's not the
majors. Certainly not the majors.
It's on a high school field.
High school and college. They use aluminum bats.
I don't like that. What's next?
The afternoon show all summer. Jack is going to crush the camera. Who cares about the details? The afternoon show today. So, Rod, we just want to make sure that Joe's baseball uniform is 100% burlap and that he has to wear penny loafers. Mark in Modco.
Situation's changed. New information, you know, means a new attitude around here. We just want to make things are fair for our Jackie boy over here. What's next?
Okay, officer, if you agree to play my favorite playlist for me on the way to jail, I will admit to committing the crime. Deal? Master Negotiator Jack Fritz.
That was unbelievable. I was like...
He's negotiating against himself.
Yeah, I just imagine being his lawyer and, you know, when we're in the jail and he's sitting there and I'm just like, shut up and let me do this.
Don't you say anything in there.
Let me do this.
I'm not a negotiator. I'm a compromiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't compromise in that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I had it. You know, I had the program director over here. I had the other guy, you know, DeCamera's on his heels.
Yes.
That entire time he was on his heels. We negotiated. Real quick, Nick in Collegeville, you got 30 seconds. What's up, Nick?
Get my Michael Phelps song. Get my Michael Phelps.
Wow.
That's a throwback, right?
That
yes,
is a throwback.
It is.
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Did we watch the first game of the doubleheader yesterday?
Oh, yeah, we did. It's we watched it here.
It's not your question.
Yes. I'm like, yeah, we did.
We had a professional baseball star that we think is, you know, is up and rising pitcher for the Phillies. His job is to throw strikes, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Couldn't throw strikes.
Didn't end well for him. We
want Jack to throw strikes. We can't just every day go, just throw strikes. Jack's going to be all right. His head, rub his nipple, and just smack him in his butt, put him on the mound, man. Let's do this, Jack.
Yeah. You ready, Fritchie?
Yeah.
Get it done.
I'm not rubbing his nipple.
Come on,
I went to PW. Now, 100 years ago, but I went to PW. There's no question you get 500 people out there at game. You got Conchi, you got Norristown, PW, you got Ambler, you got Lafayette. I mean, you got Chestnut Hill. Like, they're all within 3 miles.
Yeah, it's noon.
You got to realize, Spike, I don't know if you heard, we're a big deal, man.
I know, but noon on a Wednesday, you know?
That's true.
These people Wednesday. Work.
What time is it going to be hot? Let me check the temperature. Let me check my weather app real quick. Guys, have a great weekend.
All right, see you, Nick.
I tell you what.
We get Aaron from San Diego out here.
Yeah, can we get like at least, can I beg for like 85?
Not 96.
No, 90,
I'll 90, 80.
90 and above, that's hot.
No, you need
on turf?
Upper 70s, bro.
On turf?
Yeah. Yes, is it turf?
Yeah. Well, I don't like the mound. The mound is dirt.
Turf field and aluminum bats, it's all playing in his advantage.
Oh, it's a turf field?
Yeah
I don't like
True hops.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Who's coming up next?
Broads.
I saw
your good Alex Call.
Yeah, I saw him. I was like, oh, he's like, I was like, nice to meet you. He's like, I met you. I was like, where? He's like,
Tavola.
I was like, brother, it was a year ago.
And you didn't work here yet.
Yeah, come on, man.
There's no way we remember you.
Yeah, don't give me the we've already met for that. That's not fair to me. All right, well, thank you so much. Have a lovely and safe holiday weekend. We will be back with you on Monday. Broads is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.